Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The sky is not falling, but it's close. We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He's with MLB.com StatCast. He is a very, very astute baseball mind. He's Mr. Mike Petriello. Hello, Mike. Great to have you with us.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
We're not doing well at all. I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm good, man. I don't have to play the games.
You come out with a bullpen game in game one of a doubleheader when you have four games in 3 days. The bullpen game didn't make him lose game one, even though you brought up a starter to fill the extra roster spot, then pitched him in the eighth inning. Mike, what the heck is going on?
Well, listen, I could give you the optimistic point of view or the realistic point of view.
And I want both.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the last 2 months, right? I looked up going back since June 26th. Cleveland has the third worst record in the American League. Like, that's enough time where it's not a fluke, right? Oh. The optimistic side is they're going to make the playoffs, right?
Oh.
Like, are they going to win the division? I don't know. But, you know, it sure seems to me like the six American League playoff teams are basically decided, right? Like, you know, who in the Central, who's a wild card, I don't know. But there's not really a version of this that ends without Cleveland in the playoffs. And as we've seen a number of times over the last couple of years, you know, it's a best of three, it's a best of five. Like, anything can happen from there, especially when you have an elite bullpen, as this team clearly does.
I don't know. It feels like the ship is sinking a little bit around here. I'm not going to lie. I just, again, you're talking about Boston would have to go on a roll for them to get knocked out, right? They've got a six game lead, I think, on Boston on the wild card. So if that, it's really hard to look and go, well, you know, a month ago they had a 9-game lead in the Central, and now all of a sudden it's a 1-game lead, and everything that, you know, Stephen Vogt was touching was turning to gold in the beginning. Now I think he's finding out the reality that not life isn't. I'm sure he didn't take anything for granted, but life isn't as easy as it was in the beginning of the season.
No, and I think that's true. And if you think about some of the performances that fueled the first part of the season, I think it was pretty clear that not all of those were going to maintain, right? Like, I love Stephen Kwan, but he was basically hitting like Aaron Judge for the first 6 weeks. That probably wasn't going to last. David Fry is a great example, right? Kind of an older prospect who came up and shocked everybody for the first 6 weeks. And like, what's more of a fluke, right? The first 6 weeks or the last 3 months. They've done a great job, obviously, overcoming pitching injuries. Like, I never in my life thought I would sit here and talk to you guys about a Cleveland Guardians team in first place and say, man, I really don't like that starting rotation, right? Like, that's never the way this works. And for Stephen Vogt to work around that is really impressive. But, you know, there's no surprise here that there's some problems on the roster, right? I don't love the offense right now. I don't love the rotation. I really like the bullpen. It's a lot to kind of ask, you know, the core five or six guys they've had to continue being those guys through a late October run. Because if that doesn't happen, then I don't feel good about their chances.
Mike Petriello joining us, MLB.com StatCast. Lane Thomas, trade, you understand it. You needed an outfielder. He had a pretty good bat, pretty good couple of seasons, and he hasn't hit here. What do you do, Mike?
I mean, I don't think you can look at a guy who's been pretty successful over, what, 3 seasons, I guess, is with Washington, 3.5 seasons, excuse me, and give up on him, right? And say, well, you know, he's good for 3.5 years. He's had 80 or so lousy plate appearances. We don't think he can play baseball anymore. You know, I would not be the first guy to move to a new team in the middle of the season. You know, new league, new city, new teammates, all this. It doesn't mean you let him hit 137 for the rest of the season on a playoff run. And, you know, maybe you pick your spots a little more carefully. You put him in, you know, only very specific situations where you think he can succeed, especially since you've got some other guys stepping up like Noel. But I don't think you can give up on him because it hasn't gotten off to a good start. I can tell you this in New York, and I know these are very different players, but someone you guys are very familiar with, Francisco Lindor didn't get off to a very good start here, and it's taken him years to regain the trust of Mets fans. And obviously, Lane Thomas is not Lindor. I get that. But you gotta trust in the talent, and he's still a talented hitter.
When you look at this Guardians lineup, how can they tweak from within to try to get better? Like, again, it's hard to, you're looking in and you're like, they're 18 games over 500. Is it really that bad? But obviously there's some things that, and maybe even just the way they play the game, if they did some of the things they did last year, like I just keep thinking about yesterday, where if they would have played small ball in the first game, they would have had a chance to win instead of going for the big hit early on. What could change for the Guardians to kind of flip this thing around, or is it just a matter of paying your dues in a 162?
I don't know that there's a whole lot that Stephen Vogt can do to change things, right? Like, yeah. The biggest need right now is something I'm not sure he can do anything about, which is you really need Stephen Kwan to break out of this slump, right? Again, he's not going to be the guy you saw in the beginning of the season. Like, that's an MVP caliber season. That's unreasonable, but he definitely can be better than you've seen over the last 6 or 8 weeks. You really need him to be the guy that he's been for the first couple years of his major league career. You know, you need Lane Thomas, as we just said, to wake up a little bit. You can mix and match guys all you want, but at the end of the day, like, you're going to have the same players in the lineup and they're going to need to perform. You can do small ball all you want, right? But if you don't have guys who are getting the job done, the manager can't do that much about it. And, you know, I look at Vogt as a rookie manager this year, and it's like one of the longest and unknowable conversations in baseball is how much does a manager matter, right? And he's probably going to win manager of the year, like, well deserved. But it's funny because it's like he's replacing an all-time legend in Francona, who's very likely going to be a Hall of Famer, and the team was playing better for a couple months, and it's like, oh, well, is he better than Hall of Famer now? And over the last couple months, they've been one of the weakest teams in the American League, and it's like, oh, is he overmatched? And the answer is probably none of those things. It's players on the field performed very well at first and less well now, and there's really only so many buttons you can press at this point in the season.
Mike Petriello is joining us. Mike's with MLB.com StatCast. You mentioned the rotation, and you'd be surprised, you know, earlier on if somebody had said Guardians are in first place and look at this rotation. If you look at the rotation now, you could say 1.5 starters who you thought you were starting the season with are in your rotation right now. Tanner Bibee and sometimes Gavin Williams. You know, Gavin has been up and down trying to find it coming off his injury. What can they do here? Ben Lively's been terrific. It looks like Matthew Boyd is back from Tommy John and throwing the ball really well. Can you keep your fingers crossed for Cobb? What would you do here?
Well, I think the way they're looking at it is in a very modern sort of way, whereas, you know, fans like to look at these things as a starting rotation and bullpen, you know, and I think the teams look at this as how do we get to our 27 outs, right? Whether it's a starter going 7 1/3 and then we turn it over, whether it's trying to cobble together, you know, pitchers who can go an inning or two. I understand that's not the most maybe entertaining way to watch baseball, and as you've mentioned, it doesn't always work. But they need to try to mix and match, because at this point in the season, everybody is tired, no matter what they say. And when you're counting on guys like Alex Cobb and Matthew Boyd, who are talented, no doubt, and have had track records, but have mostly just been injured the last couple years, I think that tells you where you are. You know, like, there is a version of this season when Shane Bieber gets hurt and Tristan McKenzie kind of never really makes it back, that everything collapses in May, right? You could easily see it just going straight downhill, and it's a credit to all the pitchers involved that didn't happen. One thing I really do like about Vogt is even though he's ridden these core relievers heavily in terms of games used, they do an incredible job of not going out there with like 35, 40, 40 pitch innings to get to those high stress levels. I think I saw the other day they are either tied or tied next to tied with Seattle or somebody for the fewest amount of relief appearances going 20 or more pitches. And in a world where nobody can seem to keep pitchers healthy, that seems to be kind of cool in the bullpen. If you can do that, you just, you know, need a lot of guys who can step up and take those other innings.
Why do you think the Guardians are so good at home? They're 17 games over 500 at home, and I think they're over on the road, or one under, one of the way. I just know that they're way better at home than they are on the road. What? Why is that?
You know, it's interesting you say that. I don't have a specific answer to Cleveland here, but I was noticing the other day that it does seem like there's been some real wild home road splits, because I can tell you the Red Sox fans are all freaking out. Their team is terrible at home this year. They're awful at Fenway. Go look up their stats, right?
Yeah.
In the American League Central, you've probably noticed that Bobby Witt Jr. and half the Royals are killing it in Kansas City.
Yeah, why are we pitching to him, too? You want to answer that one?
I am more than willing to say don't do that.
We're on the same page, Mike. I said it 1,000 times yesterday. Then he beat us.
Listen, I live in New York. I watch a lot of Aaron Judge, and teams still pitch to him. I don't get that either.
I don't get that either. Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
None.
I don't know.
And the Guardians were one of those teams that pitched to him last week, and I'm like, what are we doing? Here you go. Because last time I checked, all you have to do is point at the guy, and he can have first base all on his own. It's an amazing thing.
Yeah, I think you're going to see that happen more as he starts getting up towards 60, you know, at least here. And as far as the Royals go, I mean, you know, they've got other good players in the lineup. Sal Perez is probably going to be a Hall of Famer. Vinny Pasquino's great. But yeah, Bobby Witt Jr. is probably going to have something like the best ever season that doesn't end in an MVP or thereabouts, is what I'm guessing. Like, he's been unbelievable.
Yeah, his average, he's got so many hits, it's ridiculous. Who's the biggest threat right now in the Central? Is it the Guardians? Is it the Royals? Is it the Twins? Who do you like in the division?
Twins. I say the Twins. I don't trust the Royals' bullpen at all. I think their bullpen is really weak. I think Seth Lugo had a great start, and it's starting to fall apart a little bit. I've been on the Twins bandwagon for most of the year. Not that they don't have the weaknesses, they do. I really like the length of the Twins lineup. This assumes Correa is going to come back, which I think he will. But you know, they've had guys like Trevor Larnach and Matt Wallner, Royce Lewis when he's healthy. The lineup's been really good, and the bullpen has been okay-ish. Like, none of these three teams, I don't think, have anywhere you can't point to and say, oh, I'm not concerned about that. But if I'm looking at which team has the fewest flaws, I think I'm looking at the Twins, because I like the lineup. I think Pablo Lopez, even though his ERA is high, is a legitimate ace. He's been pitching great lately. And, you know, if you can just get Correa and Royce Lewis and Byron Buxton healthy at the same time, I know it's an enormous if, but it is possible. I think they can make some noise in October.
I think everybody liked them at the beginning of the year, and I think a lot of people have kind of forgotten about them, Mike. So I would agree with you on that. I think the Twins have a really nice team. What did you think when the Guardians drafted Travis Bezzana, number one overall? Register with you at all? What did you think?
Yeah, no, I mean, hey, it's funny. I tweeted this the other day. It is possible, if not extremely unlikely, they could bring him up and add him to the playoff roster. Like, he's eligible, does not have to be on the team by September 1st. That's kind of a myth. There are loopholes around it. I think I really liked his entire story, just in the sense that he seems to be like the most modern mix of a player, using all the information and technology available to him to just make himself a better baseball player, right? Like, people get scared off by data and analytics, and I get all that. But at the end of the day, if you're a young guy and you're thinking, how do I improve myself? How do I make my career better? How do I make more money and help my team win? These are the tools available to me. And he really seems to be at the forefront of that. And if he has a successful career, which I think he will, he's going to be kind of an inspiration for guys like that. There's going to be a lot of younger players saying, well, look at this guy, Travis Bezzana. He's not the biggest, he's not the strongest, but he got picked at the top of the draft, and I want to do that. And I think that's really cool. I'm kind of rooting for him in that regard.
Emmanuel Clase, Cy Young, odds.
No. Just straight up, no. He's great. There's not a single negative thing I can say about Clase, right? Other than the fact that relievers don't win Cy Youngs, right? There are other guys who are going to pitch two or three times the innings that he will. It's not like there's no other good contenders in the American League right now. He'll get some down ballot votes for sure. He will appear on some ballots, maybe even get into the top five for some guys, but he is not going to win the Cy Young. I will give that a 0 point. I'll give that, how about this? The same odds of the White Sox winning the World Series this year.
Wow. Vegas is arguing with you, but I think Vegas likes the thought of throwing him up there and saying, hey, you know, maybe there's a closer that's got a shot at this. I'm kind of looking at some of the odds.
It's Scoogle all the way.
Yeah.
Well, we really enjoyed our conversation with you until the end. Thanks,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, it was great.
Mike, appreciate your time. Thank you,
Mike.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
Mike Petriello, MLB.com StatCast. And if you're looking for some great information, Mike's your guy. He's all over it. And you can follow him on Twitter at Mike_Petriello. It's Petriello. And he's got some funny stuff up there. Cutdown day in the NFL. It's coming up at 4 o'clock. Coming up at 3 o'clock here, the guys will have Urban Meyer on the show. So get ready for Urban at 3, Cuts at 4. Wide receiver moves for the Browns. What would you do? Are there other guys out there? Do you think that's a locked-in position right now? Would appear to be, unless they want to bring in somebody else. It's next on Baskin and Phelps.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Not an ordinary thermos either.
Most interesting thing to come out today is not necessarily a cut, and we're going to talk wide receivers coming up, I promise.
I know. All I need I know is everybody's this wide receiver.
Holding their breath.
That's it. That's all I need.
All
you
I
know
want.
What? Maybe, you are somebody.
Maybe this chair, but that's it. This wide receiver and this chair, and that's it. That's all
Isaiah,
I need.
I want Isaiah Hodgins.
Are you in the phone book?
Anyhow, Mary Kay saying, DTR has made the team, told he's made the team, and the Browns will listen to phone calls for Tyler Huntley. Sure, we knew that. And Jameis Winston.
And a cup of pizza.
Maybe we didn't know that. Todd's in Ward 1. Todd.
They'll need another cheerleader, Jeff. Jameis can go. Is that where you're at with it, Jeff, Andy?
For what? What are you giving him up for?
I don't have an opinion on what to give him up for.
All right, so if you're saying he can go, what do you want for him?
What do you want? If you're going to give up one of those two quarterbacks, Winston will be the one to go, is what I'm saying.
You'd keep Huntley over Winston.
I did not see the performance in Winston that was so impressive to where I thought he was going to do even better with the starting offensive line when the season starts. And I know what Huntley could do. I paid more attention to him over the years. And Winston appears to be more hyped than fight, man. He really does. Not to say that he shouldn't be in the NFL, because he should. He's clearly that good. But if you got to give up somebody, if you're committed as an organization to give up somebody, that's the dude to let go. Where are y'all at with that?
Here's where I am. I don't want to sit here and answer phone calls about Joe Flacco anymore.
No.
I also saw what happened last year with DTR against the Ravens.
And
I don't know that it just wasn't fair. What they did to him last year wasn't fair. And if you like, who in the NFL now thinks that their starting quarterback's going 17 games?
Nobody.
Better make sure you've got a quarterback who's ready to go at least two or three games. And I feel better with Jameis Winston than anybody else on our roster right now.
Are you basing that on what you've seen in the preseason?
The preseason doesn't mean anything. You're not playing.
Does.
It doesn't mean 5, anything.
5,000 yards over 30 touchdowns.
And he threw a lot of picks, too. I know he's done that. So, I mean, I get it. I'll take his experience right now. And I'll feel a lot better sleeping at night knowing that my phone's not going to be ringing off the hook every Monday going, why did we get rid of Joe Flacco? Why did we do that? I don't understand. If you know, Deshaun gets hurt or doesn't look good, I'd rather have a guy that, you know, has been there, done that, and then you still give the younger guy a chance to develop. I don't see it. We went through 5 quarterbacks last year, 5. And you better believe it, they're shell-shocked, and so are we.
I'll have something to say for this on Quick Predicts next in a couple of weeks.
All right,
I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, Todd, you got it.
All right, Todd, thank you very much.
Todd is such a friend of the show. He really is.
He's like the fourth stooge.
He is?
Yeah. Yeah. You, me, Dan, Todd.
Okay. Todd.
Todd. Yeah.
We have other Stooges.
Yeah, I know. Well, we can have more. I mean,
I saw an
the
old
Stooges
time.
Alternated Stooges from time
to
time.
Oh, that is true. They did, didn't they?
Yeah. So, I mean, we can roll Todd in from time to time.
There were seven Stooges. How many were there total when it was all said?
I don't Six? Know. I don't know.
Should I even look up how old the Stooges are? I don't want to do that. No.
Andy, I'm going to go ahead. I've been talking about wide receivers here for a while.
Yeah, you have.
I'm going to...
actually do it?
No, I'm going to completely derail the show.
Oh, no. We're going to talk about school closings today because it's too hot?
No. Dano, get a certain drop ready to go.
Oh, look at this. I would also like a large drink. Can you get that for me, too?
Pepsi or Coke?
According to reports earlier today.
I don't need all the sugar.
Good yes. call.
Gentleman named Jason Kelce.
Oh.
Gentleman named Travis Kelce.
Yes.
Have reportedly agreed to a new deal for their little New Heights podcast.
It's not very little, Jeff. It's gigantic.
3 years. $100 million.
No. Are you serious?
Yes. You guys doing okay on game day in Cleveland?
Not that good.
Funny, Coach Fratello and I weren't doing that on Basketball Gold.
Hey, since I went to Heights,
Coach.
Can I like confuse people out there and rename our podcast Old Heights? You think people will come and listen to it by mistake?
3 years to Amazon's Wondery.
Wow.
3 years, more than $100 million. Gives exclusive ad sales and distribution rights to Wondery.
Really?
So this was said on a podcast that is now worth $100 million.
Certainly talk to Andy Baskin.
That's right, man.
Wow.
That's worth at least 16
Glad
cents.
They were able to overcome.
16 cents. My question is, will they talk about the new Arthur Treacher's in Cleveland Heights across from the high school?
Coming back, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was such a staple. Man, when I was growing up, like, you could not have a fast food restaurant in Cleveland Heights. It was the biggest deal ever when the Arches went in there. And they were, like, right on the border of East Cleveland and Cleveland on Noble Road over there. And, like, you couldn't have one. And if you had one, it had to have some special design. And Arthur Treacher's was, like, the only thing that was there.
I wonder, you tell me, I wonder if the podcast deal is contingent on Travis continuing to play.
I would make it contingent on the woman he's dating. Let's be honest. Forget about whether he's on the field scoring touchdowns.
Okay, yeah, we'll give you this money.
I watch it. Like, there was a thing popped up today. He was leaving Rhode Island. He was leaving her house in Rhode Island, and they had, like, pictures of...
In the morning?
It was like, sneaks out of the house. It was...
You have shoes on?
It was Blake Lively's birthday or something, and I'm like, what is... Like, I can't stand this stuff. I'm not into that part. What'd you say? I missed it. Right over my head? Was it good, Dan? I missed it.
Just bring a one-liner. I got
to
give it to him.
I missed it. Just can you give it to me one more time or no?
I asked, did he have shoes on?
Oh, okay.
Hey, he's in his 30s. What the hey? $100 million, 3 years.
I will say that.
Who needs playing football? Just go talk.
I agree.
Wondery, we're available for far less than that if, you know.
Dan and I can do a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you going to do with
him? We're going to bring in Hody and have him say giggity.
Yeah, the copyright. You can't do that.
That's a good point.
He's done for. He's done already. This act is stale already.
Oh, golly. Those
$100 million
those
for the two of them?
Out of Cleveland Heights. Good for them.
Wow, man.
Good for them. That's outstanding.
I can't believe that.
Anyhow.
This reminds
good
me.
Good for them.
You know what this reminds me of?
Tell me, Andy.
The graduation speech where Michael Keaton made $10,000 and Andy Baskin made zero at Kent State.
Yeah, but does Michael Keaton have this?
Life is way too short.
No, he's got a Batman.
Nope.
Keaton couldn't have written that. Material that good.
That's
true. Life is way too short, man.
That's very true. Cowboys have released veteran defensive end Carl Lawson, who joined late in training camp. May find his way to a practice squad somewhere else. Couple other veteran defensive backs. Bobby McCain has been moved on from by the Vikings. Desmond King by the Texans. Adrian Colbert of the Bears. We're keeping an eye on everything that's going on here. There hasn't been a whole lot of big ones. Andy Isabella has been let go as well, so Andy Isabella is out there if someone would like to make a move.
He's got his own street. It's right there where the football stadium is at Mayfield.
Can return right kicks.
I wouldn't be a bad pickup, would it? Does anyone think the
might
Browns
be over
up?
Your guy David Bell?
No, they're not going to do that. But they do need a kick. I mean, we need a kick returner. Although Thrash can do it too. So,
according,
wait, how old is Andy now? I can't even remember.
He's got to be.
And those are all according to
27 or 8 now.
Oh, good. He's still.
Now.
Yeah, he hasn't hit. Yeah. He hasn't hit carousel.
I would think he's that old.
He's
by
only
now.
27.
See, 27.
Yeah, so he's got 2.5 years. His
that
birthday
kid
is in November.
Fast, man.
He doesn't.
I'm sure,
have
he still
to.
Is. But man, when he was in high school, he
multiple
was fast.
Reports. Bears are waving tight end Steven Carlson. Does that do anything for you guys?
Might do something for Kevin Stefanski. Had him in 2020.
What if he didn't like him, Jeff? There's a reason why he's not here anymore, right?
There's a reason he hasn't played in the league since 2020, except for a little bit in 2023.
Okay, so probably not.
You never know. Kevin liked him.
But they cut 16 yesterday. Would they have 21 to go today?
The roster stands at 74. Now, nothing has been official today. We've seen the reports that a couple of wide receivers have been let go, which leads me to my wide receiver conversation.
Oh, are we actually going to have one?
Coming up next, right here on Baskin and Phelps. Can't wait for that. Cut time coming up soon. Andy's looking at the clock. Is Jeff breaking too early? No, Jeff is not.
No, I was looking at the clock to see how far away we were until 4 o'clock. Why don't you continue to rip the curtain down here?
Nobody, Andy, we put everything in broadcasting on the internet now. So, I mean, everybody knows everything that goes on.
No one knows what's going
yeah,
on.
They're looking right at us.
Jeff, okay, I'm going to give you an update. Not everything we do goes out there.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin.
Yes.
Can I talk wide receivers now?
Can you talk wide receivers? Should I let you talk some wide receivers?
So according to reports, right?
I was going to tell people to plug in the Cleveland Sports Scene now and never miss a
do it.
Beat.
Go ahead.
During your day, please tell your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. If you're working, your smart speaker should be too, right? Mm-hmm. Like, sure. Why wouldn't it be?
Why not?
Tell your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. Okay. Now you can tell me about wide receivers.
So apparently Mike Woods is being released. Darden's being released. That would mean that we have the guys that we thought would be on the team yesterday when we were talking about it, Amari Cooper and Jerry Jeudy. Cedric Tillman. And then you would think it's going to be Jamari Thrash. He's there.
Yep.
And David Bell.
Yes.
I'm okay with David Bell. I like David. I would love to see him get more opportunity, but I think you have to create your opportunity. That said, there are guys getting cut around the NFL I would rather have right now.
How do you create your own opportunity at wide receiver? I'm not trying to pick on you, Jeff, but how do you do that? Be more open? I don't know. Or hope that you're – if the play isn't called for
make
you
some
or called
plays. Make them in practice. Get yourself on the football field.
You still have to throw the ball to the guy. Like, you're dependent on the quarterback. 100%.
There's a guy who just got cut.
Okay.
Man, I would bring this guy in a heartbeat.
And he is?
Former second-round pick of the Carolina Panthers, Terrace Marshall Jr. from LSU. I think he's terrific. He's only 24. He's going into his fourth NFL season. Has had some injury things, so I don't know about the injury situation. His best year was his second year, 2022. He caught 28 balls for 17.5 yards a catch. I think he's really interesting. If I have a depth guy, man, I would take that guy in a heartbeat.
So why is Carolina getting rid of him?
It's a good question.
Okay. There's a reason.
That's a good question.
Like they're irrational.
Yeah, well, the other thing, though, is Jeff
There's
was
a
saying,
reason that the Browns just got rid of third-round pick Siaki Ika. Maybe it's not the right fit.
Well, that's true, too. Well, that's a nice way to put it, but I've heard you say plenty of times, you're like, well, why didn't he stay there? Why'd they get rid of him? Why couldn't he play there?
I don't think you've heard me say that.
Yeah, let me give you a Jeff Phelps quote. He was so good that Carolina got rid of him. Dan, you want to justify me on this? Have we ever heard
that? Pretty much sums it up pretty darn well.
Yep, you've done that a couple times before.
Huh. Yeah,
I'm just making sure.
Well, guess that what? Card quite well.
Guess what?
You want him. It's okay. I'm good with it.
Amari Cooper was so good, Dallas gave him away. How'd that work out?
Do we want him?
Worked out good.
216-474-0092. Do we want him? 216-474-0092.
I say yes to Terrace Marshall right now. Right now. I would bring him in, and if it costs me David Bell, David, good luck to you. We're going to try and get you on the practice squad. There's another guy out
but
there.
But he has one touchdown in, is that right? He has one touchdown in 3 years.
Remember, the Carolina Panthers aren't good at football.
I know. I just, what's he averaging per catch?
He had a really good year 2 years ago.
Yeah.
In 2022. He had a really good year. I like him. I would bring him in. He was a second-round pick and a high second-round pick. So, there you go.
Okay.
Excuse me.
15, I'm just playing devil's advocate. If he comes in here and he wants to
lower second-round score, that's fine. I apologize. Me, so. I like him. I would bring him in. Then there's another guy who just got let go, who I think is a really interesting player. And I liked him when he was in Buffalo, Isaiah Hodgins. And he's a taller wide receiver, just got let go by the Giants. And I think he's an interesting guy. And I would take a serious look at him as well. And at the very least, Andy, if I'm the Browns, man, am I trying to get one of these guys on the practice squad. And I would certainly take Marshall or Hodgins over anybody who they've cut at wide receiver. You want to keep David Bell on the team? Fine. I'm going to try and bring one of these guys in on the practice squad. Develop a good young wide receiver. Keep in mind, next year, Amari Cooper's a free agent. Keep in mind, next year, Elijah Moore's a free agent. You've got Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman under contract for next year. I would try to get somebody who I think has some real upside and see if I can't make it pop.
I'm curious, just nothing personal. How many of these guys have been on your fantasy team or you look for them on your fantasy team? Just curious.
Andy, just because somebody's on a fantasy team doesn't,
Sometimes there's...
It makes you pay attention, Andy. You pay attention to football when you play fantasy football.
Nobody cares.
And you might know guys that other people might not know.
Or I'm kind of calling you. I don't remember ever...
I don't have either one of those guys on my team, and I didn't have either one last year.
But did you look at him at some point?
Sure.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Why? Because when you play fantasy football and you like it and you pay attention to it, you look at a lot of skill position guys.
I made
guys.
The playoffs and lost
don't,
in my championship last
about,
year. And
don't
I
ask me about
minimal time to do it. And, you know, at least I wasn't apathy by week four. Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm glad that you were able to defeat your mom and your daughter.
Oh,
so that's really
dude.
Good.
Wow. You did a mom joke on me?
Wow.
Gloves are off. Gloves are off.
Was it the Baskin Family League?
No, it wasn't the Baskin Family
really?
League. I have a neighborhood league that I'm in, and then we do have
the guys that come over and you get them drunk and then you make trades?
Wow.
Wow.
I can't believe I don't even know
Jeff
you anymore.
Phelps is coming out of the pen throwing 104.
Evil
what
Jeff
the hell?
Phelps dropping mom jokes on me. Wow.
Nobody cares.
Unbelievable.
Come on, man. That's fun.
It's not fun.
Isaiah Hodgins.
Nobody wants to hear that you're so small that you're playing handball against
6'3", 200.
Come on now, man.
I would bring either one of those guys in. And,
I mean, just because you wanted a guy that's got one touchdown in 3 years doesn't mean I shouldn't question it.
Oh, no, I'd bring him in a heartbeat. Allowed to question all you want. I think they will be looking long-term at wide receiver because right now you've got two of your top three guys are free agents at the end of the year.
And you draft another.
And if Darryl's
you draft
right,
another one in the third round next year, you're good to go.
If Darryl's right and you go for a left tackle in the draft next year, not a quarterback or a wide receiver, well, where are you going to get wide receivers? Develop one of these guys. Let's go. Bring him in. Let's do it.
Who is this team developed, Jeff?
who have they developed? Jerome Ford.
Okay.
Jerome's ready to go. Joel Bitonio.
Joel, I'll give you.
Wyatt Teller.
David Njoku. I'll give you
They developed Wyatt Teller after they brought him in from Buffalo.
Okay. I mean, the talent was there. Buffalo saw the talent.
Not so much.
But they didn't
want
to hang on to him. That was the problem.
Yeah.
Because they had an abundance.
Maybe it wasn't the right fit. Like maybe Terrace Marshall in Carolina or Isaiah Hodgins with the Giants. Giants
Did they develop or are they
Giants
already good when they get
of,
here?
Giants have a lot of right wide receivers. That's the thing that's interesting. Their quarterback, Daniel Jones, is kind of a mess. But they've got Slayton. They just drafted Neighbors. And he's supposed to be dynamite. Can't wait to see him play.
Did the Browns develop Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah?
Yeah. They drafted him and brought him in.
Or did they already think he was good and he's been able to use the talent that he had coming
in? Did you see him play in his first year?
Yeah.
Did you see him play in his second year?
Yes.
Was there a significant difference?
Yes.
They developed him.
Okay.
You got to coach him up, Andy.
Coach Davis,
coach him up.
We say that, and I agree with it. I just don't always know if that's the case.
You got to coach him up.
Did they have to coach up Denzel Ward? I thought he had the natural ability when they brought him in, and he's still playing at that high level.
But you still have to develop guys. I think developing guys, when you're right about this. When you draft a first-round pick, you expect him to come in and be able to play. But then you coach him up and you make him better. To me, if you can really develop guys who you either pick up off the free agent scrap heap or guys who are third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round picks, then you're really doing something. And that's how you can really build a roster. Especially in this day when quarterbacks are costing so much money and now wide receivers and defensive linemen are costing so much money. You can develop those fifth, sixth round picks.
I don't see this.
So the Jags just put out all of their cuts for today. I'm going through here real quick to see if there's anybody that would do anything for you. So just, give me a yay, nay, and some, if you got a thought or two, nothing on the end of it.
Nay.
Okay. Well, that ends that conversation, Jeff.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Dan.
All right. Adrian Amos, the safety, was with the Packers for a little bit, was with the Bears for a little bit, down with the Jags. He's been released. I don't know if the Browns need any safety help, and it seems like his better days may be a little bit behind him, but... There's not a ton on here.
I think they're okay at safety.
Does some guy named Blake do anything for you?
Which one?
The lineman.
The lineman. The guy who will forever... Blake Hance. The man who will forever go down is some guy named Blake.
I think they have 11 linemen, and unless it's somebody that they really like a lot, they're not going to bring in somebody else. They're probably going to end up, as Mary Kay said, maybe trying to sneak Michael Dunn onto some injured list. Sneak a guy into a practice squad.
All right, keep going.
Quarterback C.J. Beathard?
No.
We have one too many quarterbacks as it is.
Well, more of a contingency plan if you decide to move on from...
Both Jameis Winston and Tyler Huntley.
One of them is...
If you trade both of those quarterbacks and get a sixth and a seventh, why not? I hate trades for sixth and seventh round picks.
I know. I do too.
I know it's draft capital. You package him, you move up another spot, you end up getting a guy you're going to cut in 2 years. It's all fun. No?
Yeah, it's fun.
Chargers have released running back Isaiah Spiller, according to Ian Rappaport.
Interesting.
Not doing anything for you?
No.
There are some running backs out there that... I hate to say this because, man, and not too long ago, but certainly when I was a kid, man, the running backs were gold, weren't they? And it was that was the era of running backs where, and for the longest time, they were the glamour guys of the NFL. And now it's the wide receivers, and running back can just be picked up anywhere.
Just kind of looking through stuff. Doug Rush, who covers the Giants, who used to work for USA Today, Giants Wire, Bleacher Report, Fansite is where he's at now. He is saying, keep an eye out on Jameis Winston for the Giants.
Which we mentioned earlier.
Yeah, he said, now Cleveland is reportedly taking possible trade calls for Winston, given the Giants' current quarterback room, which has a lot of injury and history and question marks. The Giants were interested in Jameis Winston as a free agent, so that could be interesting.
And remember, Daniel Jones, last year of the deal where they're absolutely locked into it for big, big money. He, in theory, could beat out Daniel Jones as the starting quarterback there. Not right away, but...
I just don't want to see that come back to burn us on September 22nd, if that's what happens.
We're approaching 3 hours before the deadline, folks. What do you want to see the Browns do? You want to see a deal? You want to see him trade Jameis Winston? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.